Dude, I got like one mode of like being, and if anything interrupts that flow state that I'm in, I'm like, okay, we have a plan, right? We go to the Starbucks, we visit our roommate that works there, and we just say, "Hey, what's up?" And we get a free drink, right? So we drive 10 minutes out of our way to get that coffee. This whole process takes about like 25 minutes when it could have taken just 5 minutes because I live right next to a Starbucks, but I want to go to the one she works at because I want to go visit her. So I go in, I visit her. She's not there. My plan is foiled. I'm like, fuck, I just drove like 5 extra miles for this coffee that I still have to pay for. And then I go up to the counter and like the girl behind the counter compliments my shirt, which is another fucking unexpected scenario. Didn't expect that to happen. So me in the moment, I look down real quick. I just say, "Oh, thanks." And she's like, being a normal person when I can't be. And she's like, "Oh yeah, did you see that? I'm wearing an Architects shirt, the band Architects." They said, "Oh, did you see that they were on tour with Polyphia recently?" And I was like, "Oh no, that would be sick." No, I didn't even say it like that. This is more how I said it. "Oh, no, really? Oh, that would be cool." And like, man, I'm just not good at talking to people or looking people in the eyes or like bonding. But like, dude, nothing is scarier to me than having a moment where like someone, God, I don't like compliments. I don't know how to take them, and then I overthink, and now I'm still thinking about it like 30 minutes after the fact because I'm home now. I'm talking about it, and I'm thinking about all the things that I could have said on the way home. Like, "Oh, did you hear the new album? It was shit. Wasn't that terrible?" Or maybe she, or like, then you'd be able to find out more about this person, right? Ask them what they thought of the new album. And then if they liked it, laugh in their face because it was terrible. Oh man, dude. I don't know. I wish I was able to react quickly, you know? The only time I'm able to like be witty is if I'm on like Discord, which is so sad, dude. Like that I need to be with people in my lane. And like there's like two tiers of people. There's people who can be witty in real life. And then like there's people who live real life and there's people who live Discord and like internet life. And I think I just grew up with the latter. So now I have to continue climbing that ladder. I hate that. I hate that I just decided to do that with the words. So yeah, I'm sitting here now at home thinking like, "Oh man, you know what I gotta do now is I have to go in next Sunday. I have to go into the Starbucks next Sunday wearing the same shirt or a different metal band. I need to order a different metal band shirt and see if she likes that one too." And then I'll be like, "Oh fuck yeah, we're actually like bonding. I need to buy more metal merch for this Starbucks girl." For this Starbucks barista that I mean like she wasn't ugly, but like I wasn't like, "Oh my God, she's, beautiful." She was just like she seemed cool. Like it wasn't like I wasn't like nervous, but no, I was. Was I nervous or was it just like I just didn't expect to have to deal with that, Like I'm totally fine with the conversation that happened, but it's just the fact that I wasn't planning for it to happen. That's the reason why I couldn't say anything interesting. So now I'm sitting here thinking like, okay, if I go back next week and try to like, first off, she probably won't be there, 'cause that's just my luck, right? I would just like put in way too much effort for this one interaction that like I'm still thinking about and probably think about this whole next week. Remember? Remember when I went to Starbucks and wasn't cool? I wish I could just be like chill with it, you know? I don't have to be so rigid with the way things are. I need just to, dude, I was like driving home and I was like, man, that interaction would have been so much easier if I was drunk. Because I would have just been cool. I would have just had a conversation. There was no one else in the Starbucks. And I could just be like, oh, yeah, let's have a conversation. And like, there was a moment there where my brain was like, oh, cool, what's your Instagram? I didn't say that, though, because I'm an idiot. Because I wouldn't want to jump straight to that, you know? Oh, you like the same band that I do? Let's fucking, like, talk about metal. Ah, I hate it. I hate it all. Because I don't want to be the weird guy who comes back next week. And I made a great first impression, right? She was nice to me. I just said, oh, thanks. I didn't say anything back. Well, I should have said, I like your Starbucks apron. Oh, man, I'm so funny after the fact. Yeah. There was one time where I had a quick one-liner that I said that was, I was hanging out with my friend in Philly, and he came in, like, he showed me this dude's, like, little garden area, and he had this toilet that said, like, liquids only. And I saw that, I said, liquids only? What if I have liquid shits? And he's, I don't think anyone ever heard that one before. Yeah, dude, interacting with people is difficult, and I don't like it. It's not fair. It shouldn't be allowed. Everyone should just, like, dude, this is my thing, right? No one talks to me. Very rarely do people talk to me. So I think that's, like, good. I don't have to confront my anxiety of talking to people very often. And, like, people just leave me alone. You know, they see me walking down the street, they just leave me alone. They don't do anything. They don't say anything. They don't just keep walking. Usually just keep walking. And that's fine. I like that kind of... I don't know what it is about me. I guess I just... exude that energy of just like, I don't know how to be a human, you know? I think when you look at me, you just get this energy that pulse, it radiates off of my skin, and it says, this is a person you should never talk to. You should just, like, this is bad vibes right here. This person has too much anxiety, and if I continue talking to him, it will inevitably be anxiety that I will have to feel because he feels it. You know, you hang around with someone with a problem long enough, and then you start to, like, feel the effects of their problem. Like they just, because you just feel like you're in their head because they can't get out of their head. And I don't know if that's me or not, but I know alcohol gets me better. Alcohol is a really good anti-anxiety, and I'm realizing that again. So I'm thinking maybe, like, next weekend I'll go out to a bar or something, and I'll just have some drinks, and I'll get loose, and I'll talk to people, and I'll actually be funny. But I feel like I would just be not in my element. I feel like I would be uncomfortable. But you never know until you try, you know? But I would always say, like, what am I going to meet someone, the love of my life, at a bar? It's not a place that I go, you know? Why would I expect to find the love of my life at a place that I don't find myself comfortable in? And it's like, do I want, like where do the introverts hang out, you know? Discord. I gotta find myself an e-girl. Yeah. I think I'm just gonna, I don't know. It's tough, dude, it's tough. Dating and shit. That's why I decided I'm not gonna worry about it until I'm 25. That's my number. I'm just gonna be like, yeah, I need to figure myself out for these next year and a half. that's really sad that it's only a year and a half away that I'm 25. Life is going at the speed of a light. Life is going at the speed of life. Yeah. I don't understand when people say that capitalism is evil and it just sells you things. You know, all these products that they put on the shelves, they're just here to, you know, they're just here to fucking take from you and take your money, right? Just take and take and take. You know, capitalism is only there to sell you things, you know, things like water and bread. Who the fuck needs that? Dude, I'll just fucking make it myself. You ever think about the how good of a shortcut money is to being able to do things that you can't do yet? The fact that I can just like buy something that I don't know how I couldn't build it. So I have other people buy it, build it, and then I buy it from them. And it's like we have people working for us. If you have money, you technically, if you bought anything, you have people working for you. You just don't see it. So you don't realize how rich you are. Meanwhile, in China, I have a note written down. I don't know why I thought this was a funny sentence to say on its own. But I've been getting into the drug trade. People say you should go to a trade school, you know, trades will never die out. You can't be replaced by a robot, right? A trade. I'm learning to do trades. I've been getting into the drug trade. That's all that is. This is just me fucking throwing shit at the wall at this point. What the fuck are gnats, dude? Those little tiny bugs that are smaller than flies, and they just swarm. They're not fruit flies, they're gnats. They just exist. And I think it is, so like, you dump your coffee grounds out, right? When you're done with them, you put them down the drain, the leftover ones, because you gotta clean it out. It doesn't all fall into the trash, so you just gotta rinse it, you know? So you rinse it in the fucking thing, and then some kind of you don't know what is down the sink, some kind of mucus. It makes things become alive. Like it's Dr. Frankenstein is living in my sink, and whenever I turn in for the day and I throw out my coffee grounds, he'll take some of those coffee grounds and they'll give him wings. All fucking willy-nilly. And they'll send them back out of the sink. They'll send them back out, flying around these coffee grounds. And I'm saying, hey, mister, please stop putting wings on these coffee grounds. I'd like to have them be staying down the drain. But he says, no, I'm at a war. I'm in a war right now with the Dr. Frankenstein in my sink. Okay? And he's making all these little gnats. He's making all the, they're not even monsters, dude. Your big claim to fame was your Frankenstein's monster, right? Your big claim to fame. You brought it back to life. Great, great. Now what are you doing? You're scraping up coffee grounds from the inside of my sink and giving them life. How far have you fallen, Dr. Frankenstein? That you've resorted to fucking with my sink. It's fucking truly, it's disgusting. He fell off. Dr. Frankenstein fell off. You know, he back in the day, he was creating life and monsters and people who would drown children, you know, productive things. Now he's just done, just he's gone for a bigger market, which is just like the slight inconvenience in your daily life, you know? Frankenstein's monster was a one-off, you know? You can't get that, and you can't get that again. That was pure luck. The stars aligned for that one. So naturally, that was his peak, And he's been on the decline since then, you know, Dr. Frankenstein. Now he's resorted to going into people's houses, crawling down their sink. You know, he makes himself smaller. It's actually pretty impressive. There's a bunch of Dr. Frankensteins living in everybody's sink, and every time they pour coffee grounds into it, he just takes some of them and he turns them into fucking gnats and he puts them back into your fucking... And then you just have to set out a fucking cup of vinegar and sugar water and soap or whatever the fuck, and then it'll catch them. Or you could just clap at them until they're gone. Which, I hope they're gone. I hope these gnats are over. I hope they're done. Because I don't like it. I don't like knowing that there's something that's spawning life in my fucking sink, dude. There's some pregnant woman giving birth to mucus babies in my sink, dude. It's disgusting. I never thought I'd say this, but get the fuck out of my sink. I'm not falling for your tricks anymore, Dr. Frankenstein. You fucked with me for far too long, mister. I'm gonna give you a fucking talking to. Yes, sir. I'm gonna talk to you. Tell you how you should be using your time more value. But what, like, what are you, you're gonna die one day, dude. You know that? You wanna spend your life just fucking with people? I mean, I guess it's kind of the same thing as like pop music, where like you have one big thing, but then you try to corner a market. And he went for, okay, I can bring things to life. So he just decided to take smaller things and bring them to life in more massive quantities. And I can't knock, you'd probably do the same thing if you were in his position. So I get it, but I need you to go. You don't pay rent. Alright, I've had it. I get it. I know what your little tricks are. I'm not interested in what you're selling. You understand? You just, this fucking dude comes to your door and he's like, ooh, give me some what? Coffee grounds so you could turn them into bugs. No! Don't like it. I went to a DQ recently and something hit me. Of all the times I've been to DQ, I never realized it until this time. I was online and I heard them fucking making their machines, you know, blending them up. Blending up those fucking blizzards. And they don't even serve them upside down to where I go. That's fucked up. Only at participating locations. Then why do it at all? Why do it at all? Only at participating locations. Oh, we don't actually serve that here. Oh, then why is there a commercial saying I can get it? Are the supply chains that fucked that you can't just turn a blizzard upside down? Why? You fucking, too many of them fell out because you train your workers horribly? Because it's so fucking hot in the summer that it will actually fall out? It melts by the time it gets into your hand. It's gone. It's a liquid. You drink your ice cream now. Fucking fuck you, Dairy Queen. I'm sick of it. All right? I go to Dairy Queen because I want my blizzard upside down. I want to eat it out the top of the bottom. I want to eat it out the bottom. That's the only time, that's the least sexual way you've ever heard anyone say, I'd like to eat out of the bottom. I'd like to eat the bottom. I want to eat a bottom. Cannibal shit. So I'm fucking online for this Dairy Queen. Fucking watery ass ice cream. It's not even worth it, but sometimes you want it, you know? Sometimes you just want, alright, fine. Take my $6 and give me cancer, you know? Give me diabetes. I want it. America is just a diabetes speedrun. It's just like, how fast are you willing to get diabetes, to let sugar control your life? How much self-control do you have? Because, you know, when people have all the freedom in the world, they give it up. They kind of choose to do nothing. When you can do anything, you kind of choose to do nothing a lot of times. And that's a lot of people in this fucking country, dude, because they just fall into the traps, you know? Just fall into the traps. They're going to get their coffee, going to get their coffee or iced caramel macchiato. That's ice cream in the morning. And then you have ice cream at night. You go to Dairy Queen and the fucking Blizzard blenders sound like R2-D2, dude. That was the realization I had. That's the whole point of this note. Sounds like R2-D2. And I won't take no for an answer. I won't take no for an answer. Dairy Queen blenders sound like R2-D2, and this is fact. Now, what I want to know is the motivation. They want me. They have a Dairy Queen has a partnership. They have business ties to Disney and Lucasfilm. Dairy Queen wants you to subtly think about Star Wars every time you get a Dairy Queen Blizzard. Every time, even if there's no promo on the cup. Because they do that sometimes. I remember there being a promo for fucking Rogue One or whatever the fuck. What's the one where they all die that they're making a sequel of somehow? Rogue Two? Like, what are they gonna do? What's the sequel to Rogue One? They all die. Spoilers. Fucking stupid. I hate movies where they all die. It's just like, well, that was all pointless. Thanks for the reminder that I'm gonna die after all this. You know, after all my efforts, all the shit that I've been through, the world's just gonna explode all the same. Everyone's gonna die. Cool. Why do anything? Is this... Rogue One was really supposed to demotivate the population. You just fucking make a movie where everybody dies at the end, and then you just, like, remind a population of people viewing this movie, paying their money, paying their hard-earned money, using their life up on popcorn and movie tickets and soda and sugar. Get diabetes and watch a movie about death. Get diabetes and watch a movie that reminds you that you're gonna die. From the soda that you're drinking, dude. If it's not the world exploding, it's gonna be the soda that you're sipping on while you're fucking watching people get exploded, dude. And you think, haha, they're all dead, I'm still alive. Well, wait till you wait, dude. Spoilers, all right? After all your hard work, after everything that you've done in your life, all the pain and torture and trauma that you've been through, everything adding up, everything, you do these things, you're just a neurotic piece of shit that responds to stimulus until you're 70 or so, or less. You know, there are many things that could stop life short. Cancer, heart attacks, diabetes maybe. Maybe. You never know. Never know how quickly you'll get that. Point is, Rogue One can't have a sequel because they're all dead. So it's going to be Rogue 2. It's a different planet. An alternate timeline. Oh, I love that one. I love an alternate timeline where people just want the absolute escapism. Where a superhero will die and people will cry. Even though there's going to be a movie with him next year because they have to make a movie with him every year. Legally. Bonded contract saying you have to make an art piece about this superhero and you need to sell it to the public and they're gonna buy it again. Marvel hasn't made a good movie since Into the Spider-Verse. And they haven't made a good one before that. And it's surprising to me that only now are people starting to realize that Marvel is kind of running out of ideas. You think of massive big company Marvel is. They're running out of ideas. They're just pumping shit out. They're just pumping shit out. All their movies look gray. There's barely any color. You talk about the multiverse, dude. There's no consequences anymore. How are you gonna cry when Spider-Man dies? There's gonna be a movie where they just bring them back. Oh, he's not dead in this timeline. Let's just pull him from over here. Okay. So Rogue 2, the sequel to Rogue 1, is gonna be a multiverse thing? Would they just bring them back? Like, what if the plant didn't explode? I don't know. What if that's what happens when you die? You just pull from a different multiverse where you didn't die. You just start living a life of the person that didn't die. And that's the afterlife, is you just continue not dying, because every time you do die, you switch. That's my version of the afterlife. I think that's true. I think it's true. But the real point of this is the subtle little things that they do. They've been put in your consumerist fucking society, okay? You listen to the radio, you go to the movies, you watch the movie, you go to your fucking Dairy Queen, and you just purchase from corporations. And they remind you of each other. I don't think it's a coincidence. I think they designed the Dairy Queen blenders to sound like R2-D2 to make you think of Star Wars. Because I did. And it can't be a coincidence. It's got to be advertising. It has to be advertising. There's no other solution to it. You know, every time you watch a fucking TikTok ad and there's some kind of corporation worked in. Dude, people are really clever with these advertisements now, dude. I swear. I need to do something like that. I need to do like a subversive advertisement for a company to get the company's attention to sponsor me, because they're like, whoa, that was really clever. So I think this Dairy Queen and Star Wars collab, Star Wars X Fenty. But Dairy Queen X Star Wars, the brand new Star Wars flavored Dairy Queen Blizzard. Eat your favorite Jedi. Can I get the Mace Windu fucking Blizzard? What would the Mace Windu be? It would be chocolate ice cream with like raspberries. Dried, some kind of like red velvet, maybe. No, it's not red. It's gotta be purple. Yeah, chocolate and raspberries. Raspberries aren't purple. What's purple? Grapes. Chocolate ice cream and wine. You ever think of like things that you never thought of before? Like an affogato is a coffee or espresso with ice cream in it. And I don't know how it took me this long to realize that that is even an option, you know? It's wow, I never considered that before. The fact that I can just do that is dangerous. It's dangerous that I have the ability to sit there and be like, yeah, this coffee needs some ice cream in it. And I put the ice cream in and it gets all foamy and beautiful and luxurious. And I eat it. I drink a whole pint of ice cream, maybe. You never know. I've done that before. I just make coffee, pour myself a cup. And you'd be surprised how much ice cream can take up a cup. And you kind of just shovel it in. And then guess what? You're eating a pint of ice cream, but so much faster because you're drinking it. And then you can feel, and like, dude, when you take ice cream and make it a drink, and you just feel all the sugar on your teeth, again, you're going to get diabetes. Just doesn't matter how fast you do it, you know? How much self-control do you have? America, a race towards resisting diabetes. Oh, everybody's at the finish line some way or another. Everybody gets some place. If you have all the freedom in the world, you'll probably choose a self-destructive path, which is sugar. I say as I take a sip of my vanilla sweet cream cold brew, which is semi-sweet. It's the first appropriately sweet thing on the menu. in Starbucks. I've never like taken a sip of Starbucks like coffee sugary drink and been like, oh, that's not too much sugar. But this is the first time I've ever sipped in a thing. Like, this is the perfect, like, moderate amount of sugar. You know, it's like not too much. It's just correct. Good job, Starbucks. You got it right for once. Dunkin', on the other hand, I get a caramel, iced caramel macchiato when I want to be bad. when I want dessert for breakfast, you know? It's fucking like, it just brands, dude. Brands. They're all there. God damn it. I'm so lonely. I wish I talked to that girl for longer. I wish I asked her to hang out. I was like, hey, when do you get off? You want to go listen to Architects? Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. I go in like these loops of being alone. Like, it's like you need to learn how to be alone, right? You need to learn how to be happy being alone. But I think there's a certain level of being alone that is unhealthy because anything else will make you anxious. And that's a scary position to be in. Because my life is my life, but if I ever, like, am with someone, my life is no longer my life, you know? But it's like, the want to be with someone is natural. It's in our DNA, you know? You wanna be loved and love and have a person. But anytime you do that, you just get so terrified because you've only ever been on the other side of it. You've never successfully like, oh, now I have someone and I'm still sad or whatever, you know? that's not really the right way, but it is. It's tough. It's a tough balance to be able to be in a relationship, and I just don't know if I'm ready. That's why I have a year and a half to prepare myself. I have a year and a half to get my shit together. I have a year and a half to still allow myself to smoke too much weed. You know, as I was taking that hit, I realized it was 11 a.m. and I realized what I just did. So, like, anytime you get high in the morning, it's like that's your peak high. You have a peak high for the day. And anytime you, like, hit that, you won't be able to get... You're just going to be, like, tired the rest of the day. Or just, like, some energy level's going to be fucked, you know? And you're just going to want to go to sleep. And you're going to slowly just smoke yourself into your bed. And that's what I did last night and the night before. I started to consume alcohol on Discord again, which seems to be a theme. When I'm alone for extended periods of time, when I feel rejected from social things, I resort to Discord. And then once you have people on tap, then you can just start loading on like the feel good, you know? You can just like start adding it up. You're like, all right, what if I had smoked weed and drank and ordered another pizza? I've had pizza like 4 days in a row. That's fine though. I've had two large pies in the past 4 days. It's fine. I'm not worried about it. How quickly can we get diabetes though? America is diabetes Olympics. The diabetes Olympics. Some people, you ever fucking see what people get when they go to the 7? Like, I think I'm bad. Sometimes I think I'm bad. Sometimes I don't think I eat enough. Sometimes I think I eat too much sugar, right? But that I feel bad about myself. And then I see what some people get from the 7-Eleven. They get a Slurpee. They get a fucking Skittles. Dude, I haven't bought Skittles. I don't buy candy, straight up. I go for fruit. I go for nuts. I go for, if anything, I go for some fucking cookies or brownies or some kind of baked good. But, dude, something about candy, just giving in, you know, just going straight up and fucking saying, fuck it, I'm getting Skittles. I can't do that anymore. My brain will physically not allow me. I do not go in the candy section. I don't look at it because I know that there are other better options. But you see some of the people and what they get from the 7-Eleven, and you're like, you deserve diabetes. How have you not gotten it yet? Sometimes I think I'm like, oh, am I like pre-diabetic? Or like, what am I drinking? I'm drinking a lot of soda. I never thought I could be the guy who drinks the 40-ounce soda. But I work outside, so I get it. Nothing slaps harder than it being 97 and humid and getting a extra large Sprite and just fucking drinking the whole thing in under an hour. Easily. Just fucking drinking the whole thing. Chugging it. Dude, oh my God, I never thought I could chug soda either. It's just like something so good and refreshing about just being and then just having fucking that feeling in your mouth and throat area. I haven't gotten energy drink in a while. I was like, okay, it's fine. If I don't get energy drinks, I will replace it with soda. And I've saved money. I've had less caffeine as a result of it. Definitely. And hopefully it's better, but I believe it's better. Probably it's definitely better for my wallet, because fucking Monsters are $4 now. They used to be only two. Monsters used to be $2 and it would just be good, but now Monsters as much as a Red Bull used to be. Red Bull's probably as much as a fucking new Bugatti. And you're just sinking your money into these drugs, pretty much. Sugar's a drug. Don't get it twisted. You get a fucking headache if you don't have. There was when I used to push shopping carts at a grocery store. There was a McDonald's right in the same area, and every day at the same time I'd go to the McDonald's and I'd go and get a McFlurry because they're fucking delicious. All right, I don't give a fuck. M&M McFlurries are the best because they're really sugary. And they're really sugary, and I like that. And I would just go at the same time every day. I'd go get my sugar from McDonald's. And I would notice that on the days that I didn't go, it was time to go, I would start getting shaky. I would have sugar withdrawals if I didn't go get my sugar. And that's bad. And that's how I knew. That's how you know it's a drug. It's a drug. And I don't know. Your body gets used to these things that you do to it. And you don't really ever think about what things you do to it sometimes. And yeah. So I think Shiba Inu's is about dead. I think crypto's kind of dead. What do you think? I tried to get in really early on Shiba Inu because I thought I was really onto something, but I ended up buying it when it was like 0.3 or whatever the fuck, which is like now is like 0.08. And I bought like $150 of it. Oh my God, I'm so fucking dumb. And I got some fucking crypto wallet on some website that I don't even know, like I can't even access anymore because I got a new phone and I don't have the Google authenticator. I don't have the authenticator app reset my fucking barcodes. I don't have them anymore, so there are things I just can't log on to anymore with two-step factor authentication. Wow, well, really useful. How do I get the QR code again? How will I prove that it's me if I don't already have it? So yeah, fuck two-step authentication. Two-factor authentication. Oh yeah, what happens when you get a new phone, dumbass? Okay. Here's something to think about. This is some life advice, some angle to view a thing, right? Your inspiration. They say never meet your heroes, right? Never meet your heroes. Why? Because your heroes are only your heroes because they have enough self-doubt to push them in a direction that they seemingly want to go. If you are a Chad and you want to get ripped, you want to get big and muscly, you talk to someone who is already big and muscly, they're talking about other people who are bigger than them. They didn't get where they are because they fucking wanted to. They got there because they're still trying to get to where they're going. They're not there yet. No one is ever there yet. Anyone you look at and be like, I want to be like that. Nobody's happy with where they are. There's no end. All your heroes are miserable. Because they didn't get that far without that negative self-talk to push them in the direction of getting better. Whatever that means, getting better. No one just does work to work. People have to be fucking pissed. No one just does shit because they like it. They have to feel like absolute shit when they're not doing it. They have to feel an overwhelming sense of guilt if they're not doing it. And that's how I feel with podcasts. That's how I feel with art. Anytime I just lays out for a day, I feel like, wow, great. I just wasted the day. How many days are you going to waste, dude? You ever just like wake up in the morning and you go back to sleep? You close your eyes for 0.2 seconds and it's already 2 hours later. And you're like, why didn't I just get up when I saw it was 8 o'clock? Because you're lazy and you don't want to do the things you do. But the people who do the things that they want to do sacrifice their happiness to do it. It's a sacrifice. They sacrifice that ooh, comfort. Lean into your sleep. Go back to sleep. Go back to sleep. That's why I'm encouraging you to go back to sleep. Because you start doing all these things. You start having all these, and then your body tricks you into guilting yourself for not doing the things that you do to do good. You try, because society likes it, you know? Yay, you're pretty on Instagram. Keep doing it. You know, no one that you look at and think, I want to be like that, is content with where they are. They're always looking at the next step up. There's no finish line. There's no finish line is the thing. And that's the thing that you have to come to terms with before you... It's why you haven't made it. Because everyone on the internet is trying to, like, do something. But they're not doing anything at all. They're not doing... They're like, I want to be paid... People out there really saying, I want to be paid to do nothing. As if they see people on Instagram doing that, and they think that that's what they're actually doing. They just travel and look pretty. They just look hot for a living. Then you look at that and you wonder where your life is at. I mean, this is the most cliche reason why social media is unhealthy, but it's like a different angle. It's like this, they're selling the illusion that people are doing nothing. And you're not going to get there by doing nothing. You don't just start, I'm gonna do nothing now for a living. And then people are just gonna pay me for what? For nothing. You don't do anything. I like when people, there are all these Snapchat shows about fucking, who's that one TikTok star? I don't know. Any fucking TikTok star, right? You're fucking, Bella Porch, right? I love when I see these Snapchat shows that talk about why Bella Porch exploded. As if it's not fucking obvious. You see these like dances that they do. This dance went viral. This dance. It's like softcore porn, dude. People are like, oh, you became famous because you just went viral, right? Your dance, yeah, the dance where I'm shaking my fucking ass and looking like, you know, as if it's really a secret why these people are famous. They're just hot. People are famous on TikTok because they're hot, and it's like, you're not. That's why you're not famous. You're not hot because you're not famous because you're not hot. So unless you're fucking smoking, you better start doing something, dude. People who are hot, that's their gift, right? But people who aren't do things like this. Podcast art, just channel it in a different way. Oh, my physical features are not good enough, so I must extend myself outside of myself by creating something that is not myself that you will like me for making. That's everybody else's tactic. If they're not fucking, if they can't just shake their ass. And some people do. Some people shake their ass, and people are like, no one gives them any attention for it because they have an overinflated self-worth. They're like, oh yeah, I just have to shake my ass and I'll get famous. You're not hot. You're fucking, get to work on something valuable. Because no one wants to see you shaking your ass unless you're fucking Bella Porch. She's so pretty. I can't get her. Like, she's so pretty. And then you see that. Yeah, you see these Snapchat shows that are like, we're talking about why she's so successful. Dude. She's successful because she's objectively attractive. The fuck? And even if they're not, they use the fucking filters to make them. You know? The filters are just lies. Absolute fucking lies. I see it too. They make porn with filters now. I saw this and I fucking couldn't stand it. I was like, what the actual fuck? No thanks. I was watching a porn, and I search, okay, like dirty talk, right? That's fine. It is what it is. I like that. Okay? That's one of my, I like it. Okay? I look up dirty talk, but sometimes I click on this one video and it was like fine. It was fine. But sometimes it's going fine. And then the girls say something that's just so, it just makes you soft as fuck. You know, they're like going and they're like, yeah, you like that? Yeah, right? And then this fucking girl, she says, I bet you have a quick turnaround time for nuts. And I just got so soft. I got limp dick right after that. I was like, because it's always like an age thing, right? It's like, oh yeah, you're young and like youthful. I bet you have a quick turnaround time. Like, that's not hot. That's, what the fuck? Like, trying to find a, I think I might just like go take a cold shower after that one. I don't fucking know. That one just, no thanks. That's all right. I'll pass. I'll pass on that one. Playing the lottery is so selfish. You know? Not only is it a waste of your time, but as you're sitting there picking your numbers, and then the person behind the counter is like doing your numbers and all that. Like, oh, 13, 42, 51. 36, and they have to type in all these numbers and then present the failure to them, right? Oh, no, I mean, some people go up to the stand and they'll be like, can I get a couple losing tickets, please? You know, like some of that bullshit. Not only are you wasting your time, the cashier's time, you're wasting the time of everybody waiting for you in line. Like, I don't care if people get some fucking cigarettes or whatever, right? They're like, oh, they go up to the thing and they're like, oh, number 13, because they're all numbered, so it's easier. And, you know, that's whatever. But once you get have to fucking get the thing and go to a different machine and put it through the thing, you're making us all wait and spend our valuable time, our limited time on this earth. We're standing here in line waiting for you to lose money. I cannot think of a more selfish thing than playing the lottery, especially when it's busy at the gas station. Fucking shoot yourself in the head. It's always the same person too. It's like some chubby dude, older, with like losing hair, and they're all just gambling away all their money. My coworker told me that someone made like $5 million on a property, and they still gamble, still fucking play the lottery. Like, you just won the lottery. All you're doing by playing the lottery is dipping into your savings. Unless of course you win it. Someone just won it recently. Like, it was like the second biggest jackpot of all time, which is not saying much because inflation, you know, it's probably not. People ask you what superpower you'd want. People go for like flight. People go for being invisible, super speed, teleportation. My superpower would be, you know pennies. Pennies that you get change from like a gas station, whatever, you get your change from your gas station lotto ticket, and you get some pennies along with it. All those pennies go into a bank account, and that bank account is mine. That's my superpower. I get all the pennies. That's what I want. And people are like, what am I gonna do with all these pennies? You give them to me. You don't want your pennies? Fine, I'll take them. Give me your pennies. That's my superpower. I get all the pennies. You ever rub in your eyes because it feels so good? You ever rub in that little clit on the inside of your eye and it just fucking feels so good? And then your eyelid lets out a fucking queef, bro. You're rubbing your eye and it's like some air escapes. Eyeball, I don't know what it's like to have a vagina, but I would imagine that it's like rubbing your eyeball. The little inside bit by that's closest to your nose. Rubbing that when you have allergies is like coming. It's like, I don't really give a shit. You know, they say don't scratch an itch because it'll just make it itchier. I'm gonna rub the fuck out of my eyes because it feels so good. I want to do it more. I want it great. It'll make me do it more. I'll do it even more. Great. I don't see why this is a problem at all. Say don't rub your eyes when you have allergies. It'll just make it worse. But what if I want to make it worse so that I'll be able to rub it? I'll have a reason to rub it even more. And then I'll just be sitting there for like, you know, you do like 20 seconds at a time sometimes. You're just like, oh my God, why can't I stop? This is like it. This is it right now. This is it. And you're just rubbing your eye and it feels so good. It's like, I don't have a vagina, but I think that's what it is. I think that's what that's like. And then, you know, all of a sudden you do that for like enough time and you start. Please go with me on this one. You're rubbing your eyes like that. You're rubbing your eye clit for all that time. And you just start, you know, just start shaking. Start convulsing uncontrollably. I come. Yeah, dude. Oh, fuck. Yeah, man. I think that's about all I got in the tank for this day. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. You're the best. You're the best. What should I review next? I guess I'm Anthony Fantano now. I hope you're enjoying the podcast, The Redux, the post-episode 75 break, where we are just back in the spirit of things. I'm painting the studio wall. We're going to have a set, dude. We're going to have a mural. I'm working on a mural, dude. I don't know how long it's gonna take, but it's going, and I'm actually making progress. And you can see me stream live on Twitch, twitch.tv/TylerDamsma, and I'll be live sometimes, drawing my walls, just filling up my walls with sketches, just patterns and shapes and all different little creatures and. You know, a lot of ducks, a lot of feet, a lot of hands, fingers, slugs are a common theme. Just wavy shit dripping down. It's going to be a good time. Come join me on Twitch. I might start streaming on like TikTok and YouTube too once I get the ability to do both at the same time. I should probably set up Streamlabs again. Anyway, that's the whole point. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you enjoyed, please feel free to share it with someone you think might also enjoy it, because that is love. And what we do here is love each other, right? Right, right, right. That's fucking talking down to you, right? We love each other here, right? You love, you love me, right? All right, bye.